Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, May 23rd. Governor John Hickenlooper has signed a bill reauthorizing the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. As Benta Berkland reports, the proposal was decided on the final day of the legislative session.
The commission handles civil rights cases. It was up for a review, and initially both Republicans and Democrats disagreed on how it should look. Democrats didn't want to make any changes, while Republicans had a number of requests, including altering the number of members and how they were chosen. The final version that the governor signed would not allow any political party to hold the majority of members on the commission, and the governor would still make appointments. But if the Senate rejected a nominee, that person would be banned from being nominated again for 2 years. I'm Benta Berkland.
Have you ever wanted to see what kind of work forest rangers do? Do you have a desire to volunteer your time for a good cause? Are you looking for an excuse to hike around in some beautiful natural scenery? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you'll want to attend a meeting at the Paonia Public Library on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Forest rangers and members of the Forest Service will be on hand to talk about the many volunteer opportunities available this summer. Volunteer workers are vital to the Forest Service. They help assist the rangers with a variety of tasks, including trail building, maintenance, and information gathering. Volunteers from throughout the North Fork Valley are sought, from Paonia to Crawford to Hotchkiss and beyond. Wilderness and Trails Manager for the Paonia District, Barrett Funka, spoke with KVNF News and talked about how important volunteers are for the Forest Service.
On Thursday night, we're having a Forest Trail Stewardship Night, talking about volunteer opportunities on the forest this upcoming field season. Volunteers are critical for the success of the maintenance of our forest trail systems and wilderness stewardship. And we're trying to grow the program here in the North Fork.
Volunteers can choose from a variety of hikes and jobs. One hike includes collecting data, walking around and typing on pads, and gathering information about trails. Another will go to the popular Lost Lakes Trail for maintenance and trail building work. Here's Funka talking about the various projects that need volunteers this summer.
So the first one is that we've partnered with the Western Slope Conservation Center for a grant to collect wilderness trail data. And this data collection is utilizing tablets. And it's really just data collection to tell us where the bad spots of greatest maintenance needs are so that we can focus resources. So we got anthracite in pretty good shape, but the focus this year is going to be up Coal Creek on the through line and Little Robinson trails. And we're going to have one community trail days like we have the last couple years up there. And then we're going to do another trail days at Lost Lake. So it's the Three Lakes Trail. We worked on it last year. We're going to continue to work on it again this year with a volunteer day. And then the other opportunities for trail wilderness work is always just more data collection for wilderness stewardship. And, of course, if there's the right individual out there or a group of individuals that really want to commit to trail maintenance activities like clearing trail and such, then there's opportunities for training there and certifications to do that.
Get all the details and learn more about volunteering for the Forest Service at the meeting Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Paonia Public Library. Forest rangers will have the specific details about where and when the volunteer opportunities exist this summer, and they'll also take comments from the public about possible work projects that are needed.
The meeting is the idea for more details of what we're doing this summer.
And in a story about water that has both global and local ramifications, a new study is showing that fresh water around the planet is being redistributed, and that could lead to food insecurity and climate refugees. H2O Radio has the story.
Fresh water around the world is constantly moving, but maybe not in a way that suits current human habitation. Dry areas on the planet are getting drier, and wet areas are getting wetter. That's the conclusion of recent NASA-led research. It's been known that fresh water from glaciers or aquifers is running out, like in high-altitude glaciers in the Himalayas or from groundwater in central California. However, this study, published May 17th in the journal Nature, shows that water worldwide is being redistributed, and the implications are quite serious. Data collected by two NASA satellites over 14 years shows that regions in the high latitudes of the globe and regions in the tropical bands are getting more water, and regions in between are becoming more arid. The scientists analyzed 34 hotspots looking for either too little or too much water and the rate of change. Among those was the Ogallala Aquifer in the heartland of the U.S., which is being overused for agriculture. And overpumping for growing food is a global problem. Water loss is occurring in areas as diverse as Saudi Arabia and China. The scientists attributed the problem to various factors like the possibility of climate change, human activities such as pumping groundwater, or the frequency of extreme flooding and drought. One of the study's authors, senior water scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California, is Jay Famiglietti. He said what's new about this study is that the data they analyzed was collected by NASA's Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment satellites, also known as the GRACE mission. The satellites weigh water mass changes rather than using images of Earth's surface.
Well, first of all, we looked at the whole, all of the continents. So in past studies, we've either picked out individual spots and written a paper on one location in detail.
Looking at the map of where fresh water is being redistributed, Famiglietti is very concerned about the study's implications.
I guess I think there's huge implications for food and food security because many of the aquifers are being depleted, and they are the primary source for irrigation water. I think that there are many issues with human security, meaning access to fresh water is changing because we're developing classes of haves and have-nots.
What's being defined is a geography of water increases and decreases, which will lead to climate refugees. For example, some will flee regions becoming more prone to flooding, and others will leave dry places once fed by glaciers. The problem requires solutions that cut across political boundaries. For instance, with groundwater, Famiglietti says depletion has to be managed across state and country lines. The Colorado River Basin is a great example, he says, of people not talking about groundwater among states, much less with Mexico. But it's the urgency of the situation that demands attention.
We are able now to see the pace of change and to see the scope of the problem. And this is a problem that requires action regionally, nationally, and internationally. So in my opinion, there are no excuses for inaction.
According to Famiglietti, the study shows water security is far more tenuous than we have recognized. From Denver for H2O Radio, I'm Jamie Sudler.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.